Here's a thought about unfinished work. If you hang around photography long enough and announce you're a photographer and invest in decent equipment, people will start seeing you as a photographer. And inevitably, when that happens, someone is going to ask if they can come over to the house and look at your work. There will be an opportunity for you to show them some of your photographs. For a good portion of my creative life, I'd show them my unfinished work, with attendant comments like, I'm still working on this, this is a new project, this is what I'm currently thinking about, this is what I'm spending time working on, this is what I'm most excited about. And that was true. I was most excited about the work that was currently in development. But that doesn't mean that it was ready to be shared. As a matter of fact, I've come to believe that one of the worst things we can do is to show our unfinished work. At some point, I realized how unfulfilling this was, not just to me, but to the viewer as well. It's very hard to receive accolades with something that isn't finished, that you're still working on. But worse than that is the impression that it makes on the viewer. I had a friend of mine, I've talked about him before. He was a very accomplished photographer and a published photographer, but he had this undeniable temptation to always want to talk about the work he was going to do, the book he was thinking about writing, the travel he was contemplating making, the images that he was thinking about working on in Photoshop, but all he had at this point was a rough sketch. And it seemed like every time I talked to him, there was this long list of potential things that might come about sometime in the future. And at one point, I realized I never saw any of those projects. He never finished them. I'm not sure he ever began most of them. He was more involved in the idea about what he wanted to do than in the doing of it. Essentially, he lost credibility. And every time he would say, I've got this new idea I'm thinking on, I've started this project I'm most excited about, I stopped listening because I knew it was never going to happen. It never did. All of his productive years maybe were in his past, maybe they never were. Either way, I learned an incredible lesson from him. And now, I only show my finished work. Instead of displaying my potential, I concentrate on displaying what I hope are my accomplishments. So if someone comes over and says they'd like to see some work, I have a box of finished projects I can show them. In fact, truth be told, I have several boxes. I have a box of folios, one of chapbooks, one of individual prints, etc. I'll find out what they might be interested in, but what they will see from me is just finished work. And obviously, my hope is that they appreciate the work as I've finished it. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. But either way, that's a better response, in my opinion, than a nebulous, oh, well, I'm excited for you and your new project, Brooks. I'd love to see it when it's finished. That doesn't accomplish anything. As a matter of fact, all it does is frustrate both them and me. I've come to believe that all of us, every photographer, has unfinished work, maybe several unfinished projects, a bunch of ideas, a bunch of concepts, a bunch of unprocessed images. That's for us. That's our world. That's the creating process. But it doesn't do us or the viewer any good to involve them in our artwork at that stage of things. Show your finished work. Be proud of it. And if you're not proud of it, don't show it. But your unfinished work, you can't even be proud of it yet because you don't know how it's going to turn out. So my advice is keep that in your studio, under wraps. And never show your unfinished work. And the only exception I can think to that is if you have a compatriot, a peer, a spouse who's supportive and can help you develop your work and help you move that work to completion, then maybe that's fine. But to the rest of the world, your unfinished work doesn't exist because it doesn't exist.
Copyright 2024, Lenswork Publishing.